Blog Talk Radio.
The day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm your host, Brother David, and I want to welcome you to The Spirit of a Soldier, where we come to share the wisdom and knowledge of God. Let us take a moment to give thanks to God and to show him appreciation for giving us this opportunity to know more about his word and grow in it. Heavenly Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus for allowing us to come to you, come to the throne boldly, Father God, to give you thanks, to praise you, to uplift your name, to magnify your name. And as we get started in talking about your word, Father God, we ask you that I, the deliverer, decrease and that you, Father God, increase. Let the Holy Spirit guide me and direct me, Father God, to speak your word with accuracy, to be able to give it, Father God, with authenticity. And, Father God, that it be a seed that be planted in the hearts of many. So we praise and honor you, Father God. Guide us and direct us, Father God, as we deliver your word to those under my ears. In Jesus' name, amen. Father God, we just praise you. We thank you, Father, that today our show will be speaking on developing an authentic relationship with self, God, and others by transforming and renewing of our mind, heart, and spirit. Today's quote is, God trusts most of those who know him best, and those who know him best are those who spent the most time with him. The scripture says in Psalms 119, 147, I rise early before the sun is up, and I cry out for help and put my hope in your word. My eyes are awakened before the watch of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. I like to tell you a story about the power of influence, because in relationships, as we go to build our relationship, these relationships have an impact on our lives. They influence our lives in a significant way. Either they can make us or break us. Even if the relationship is with ourselves or others, we have some form of impact when it comes down to how the relationship interacts with ourselves. Why? Because man wasn't meant to be alone, rejected or unaccepted. From the beginning, human beings have struggled in these areas for some time, which has created many challenges in our lives. But God's word says in Genesis 2:18, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. even though God has ensured that we would not be alone. I have noticed we spend endless amount of time trying to develop relationships with others and ourselves, and at some point with God. And we still seem to be alone, even when we have others around us. Thus, I want to share a story about how a relationship influenced my life, which is what I like to call relational influences. This first encounter I had with God was when I was 15. I stopped by a friend's house. His name was Michael. And this was not normally my routine. As a matter of fact, I was on my way to visit a girlfriend at the time. And so I decided to stop and chat with him for a moment. And in the process, I noticed that he was reading the Bible. This wasn't a normal process of his or another thing I've seen him do in the past either. But when I went up, he was telling me about how God was changing his life. And at a 15 years old, because we're the same age, I just couldn't even identify what he was talking about. Oh, yes, I went to church, and I spent time in church, but I was just going through the rituals. Our parents would send us to church on Sunday. We go. But he had something a little different. He starts quoting scriptures and started giving me meanings to the scriptures, which was unusual for a 15-year-old to do. And when I left there, after I think it's for about an hour, after I left there, I was walking down the street, it got dark. I actually thought that God was going to strike me or hurt me because I was on my way to do something that wasn't lined up with his word for sure, as I know now. And I often, when I see him, he doesn't live in this state any longer, but when I often see him, I tell him, you were the first person that influenced my desire to want to know more about God. So the moral of the story is relational influence can have a significant impact on the direction we take in life. It can either lead us on the path that God has intended for us, or it can lead us in the direction opposite of his plan. We can either be distracted from God's best and what he has to offer, or we can either find ourselves lined up with God's will to ensure that we receive his best. So in this series, we're going to talk about relationships from its meanings, categories, and we're going to start with self and God, family, friends, and associates. I will break those down over the course of the series and how we communicate with self, our internal talk, which has a significant impact on how we see the world, our relationship with God and others, and how we can move towards improving on them in order to produce the best God has for us as we walk our personal journey. So let's talk about relationships. Webster defines it from different perspectives. It always says that even though we have terminology, it has different meaning. Therefore, it's going to have different meaning to each individual who interprets that meaning. And so because I see a word as such as love and it means something to me, it has a different meaning. And even Webster has, for this example here, four different meanings to the term relationship. One, it says a state of being related or interrelated. Two, the relationship connection or binding participants in a relationship. Three, a specific instance or a type of kinship. And four, a romantic or passionate attachment. And most of us, when we think of relationship, we really spend a lot of energy entertaining the latter. But it's more defined than that. There's that relationship defined with God. Now, John Piper of Bethlehem College and Seminary, author of 50 books, suggests that what a relationship with God means is that we receive communication from God about himself, both through his word and through history. He comes to us in Jesus Christ, in his teaching, in his cross, in his apostles, through his word, and he speaks to us. And his speaking is made vital to us by presence of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. This means that we build an intimate relationship with God. It's important that we do that because a lot of times we miss out on a lot of God's goodness and true purpose in life because we don't have that intimate relationship with God. The word says that God knows us intimately. In Matthew 10:30, it says, but even the hairs on our head our number. In Genesis 1:7, it says, so God created man in his own image. In his image, God created him, male and female. He created them. Now, that says something significant. that the one who created everything that we see, everything that we live with, he thought enough for us that he would create us in his own image. That says a whole lot about who we are as people and how valuable we are to God. And in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope." God has spent a lot of time, as they said, over a course of 7 days, he created the world, 6 days, he created the world. And he took time to develop us, to create us in his image. He showed us in his word how valuable we were. But in building that relationship from our birth to our death, we have to take into account that it's important that we build a relationship with ourselves and God. With that being said, I'm going to talk about a relationship that was built from birth. And it's in Luke 1:39-45, when Mary visits Elizabeth. At the time, Mary got ready and hurried downtown to the hills of the country of Judea, where she entered Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And in a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why I am so favored that the mother of the Lord should come to me. And as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ear, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promise to her." We can see that God had a plan for both John the Baptist and Jesus, as well as their mother. This is the same for us. From our birth to our grave, there is a plan that God has for us that is good. A relationship is formed, developed, however, if we get crossed up with the influence in the relationships that we have, this could be delayed. This is why it's important that we develop our personal relationship with self and God first. This relationship has to be formed from the heart, not just in the mind or the mental ascent. We must move past knowing God mentally to knowing him intimately as he knows us. Otherwise, we lack that heart connection. See, John the Baptist and Jesus had that intimate relationship. And they took that time to build that relationship with God. John the Baptist, who was first, went into the wilderness, and he prepared the way. He knew his plan. That spirit was upon him. And he knew his plan, and he went into the wilderness to prepare a way for when Jesus would come to fulfill his plan, that John the Baptist would already lay the foundation for those to receive him. So it's important that we build these relationships, that we, if you will, make sure we build relationships that the influence of those relational influences will not impact us in a negative way. So let me clarify what a relational influence requires. Relational influence requires an upfront investment where we spend time getting to know God, others, and ourselves, where we discover mutual interests. See, if we really build a relationship with God, we start to become more interested in what he has to offer us. He knows us. We start to really understand what his word means. It's not like a novel. Interested in him, he shows us how much more interest he's in us through his word, through his deliverers, through those who are starting to build those relationships, and that relationship that we build becomes stronger, where we begin to care truly about our relationship with God, self, and us. And I believe with the hope that we develop a deeper level of caring, that we get more involved in our relationship, that the relationship influence produces the fruits of the Spirit that is found in God's love. If produced correctly, love is joy, goodness, gentleness, patience, faithfulness, self-control. We'll be able to show those fruits that we to society so they'd be more apt to communicate and build a bonding relationship. A part of the struggles that we see in society is because They lack those fruits. And one is because if you can't give what you don't have, many of us don't know. I know when I was coming along, I didn't know that there was fruits, that there was a fruit. I didn't know that God had already put together because I was developing a relationship based on the fruits of the Spirit. These relational influences combined with emotional influence have an incredible, powerful impact. They can produce the kind of side effects that go both ways for both parties. We can build a stronger relationship, a deeper intimacy with God, an increasing caring about what God's will is for us, and we can have a greater influence. Those influences are significant because we can see just in relationships in our own families, what we see in society, what we see in the media, these things have a powerful influence, and a great deal of them is negative. We see now that, you know, the single household is numbers have changed dramatically. 7 out of 10 people are now living in single households. We see that went from a great deal, 31 million people in the United States live in single household or single, if you will. And that's significant compared to in the 50s when it was only 4 million. People are isolating from each other, not communicating with each other. And this is because I believe we don't have a strong foundation of building a solid relationship with ourselves and God. Because once we build that relationship, then those things that, if you will, those things we need, those things we want, those desires can kind of fall into place. But God is always willing to supply our needs according to his riches and glory, and there's no lack with God. And we already saw that God has no intention for us to be alone. But this is why also the suicide rate has increased, because people feel alone. We got children now at 5 and 6 feeling so lonely they're giving up. These things are important because if we want our children to be the future, we have to give them the influence that is positive, that is helpful, that is inspiring, that is motivating, that is supporting. These relational influences are significant in changing the way our youth grow. Crime is at an all-time rate because people are very angry. So we're not lining up with the fruits of the Spirit. We're not lining up with love. We're not creating a joyful environment. Truly, people don't have peace. And a lot of that is, again, because those relational influences that lack that ability to show that goodness and that kindness and that gentleness and to be patient with someone is slowly slipping away. So it's significant that we understand the power of relational influences and how we go about building a relationship with ourselves, with God, and others. So what I like to do in the future, for the next few sessions, we're going to talk about developing a relationship with self and God in its entirety. And then we're going to move to how family has influence and how we build our relationships. And then we're moving to how we interact with others outside of the family. All these have a significant impact on us because we're not a separate entity. We're part of a system. We're really a part of God's kingdom. I would call it, we can call it a system. This is we're part of a system. We're connected. As I said earlier, we're interrelated. Yet it seems that we're starting to distance ourselves and not be related to one another. We're not relating, if you will. So it's very important that we spend that quality time developing that relationship with ourselves. And I'm going to spend more time talking about it with your relationship with God, because once we combine those things, we can see what John the Baptist, because they had that intimate relationship with God, they were able to go forward. And this is a process, as I said earlier. This is a journey. This is not a quick fix. A lot of times, it's a quick fix for everything. But in this journey that we have called faith, it takes time. We have our highs and lows, we have our challenges, we have our ups and downs. But if we build that strong foundation of in regards to our relationship, we now can handle the woes that come our way, the challenges that come our way, because we're truly going to be tested. Jesus was tested. Jesus spent 30 years developing himself from childhood. He was 12, went into the synagogue, and his mother came looking for him after they had misplaced him. And the first thing he told him was that he never knew his father's business. He never knew the issues that him and his father had and what he needed to do. He continued on for 18 more years before he went out to follow through on his mission. And in those 3.5 years, if you will, he fulfilled his destiny. And the same with John the Baptist. So it's important that we start to develop a strong foundation of having a clear understanding what relationships is about. Relationship with ourselves, a relationship with God, relationship with others. And we can't allow the negative influences that come our way to redirect the plan that God has for our life. Because he said that he has plans for us to prosper and that he don't want harm to come to us. But sometimes when we don't have a clear understanding, this comes from a lot of things. Sometimes, using this example with family, sometimes we get a lot of information. And I always like to say, when I used to talk to my soldiers, when they would say that they didn't have a strong relationship with their father, and they begin to talk about it, I said, well, your father could only give you what he had. See, again, this is why it's important that we study the word. The Bible tells us that we should study God's word so that we can rightly divide the word of truth. That we take the time to get to know his word. And in his word, he never lets us down. He gives us the significant answers we need to be able to build that relationship with him and to build a strong relationship with ourselves so we can be prepared, just like Jesus. Because when Jesus went into the wilderness for 40 days, he was prepared. He didn't just haphazardly jump up and just go out there and minister. He was prepared. He did what he needed to do. And he was God himself put into man's body. And if he took the time to develop this relationship with himself and God, surely we should do the same. So we're going to talk more in depth about that on the next session. We're going to open up the doors to, if you will, for questions and discussion. Because now it's time, I think, to have that interaction with everyone under my voice. And now talk about so we both can grow. Because it's not just about me sharing that which I'm getting inspired to share, but it's also about hearing what everyone else has to say. Because I think that with us interacting and exchanging, we all can grow. And again, as he said, it's not good for man to be alone. It's not good for man to be alone and think that he is wise in his own self. That he should reach out, or she should reach out to gain the knowledge that God has placed in others' hearts to help us to evolve and grow. Because, again, it takes a village to raise a child. It also takes a village to help a child grow in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So we're going to close on today. I'd like to thank you for listening again. It's to build a stronger. God's life tested. I will be strong. So, cities, the communities, and family, because in all of that we have a relationship. They all are influenced in a form of fashion. In other words, social was. If we build relationships, we can make, at least until Jesus returns, the world a better place. Again, I'm your host, David, and I'd like to thank you for listening, and come again. Amen.